Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Said out loud, do no harm.
Do no harm.
Do no hurt.
Now
that's not just a good idea. How many understand we read Romans 10 that said love does no ill, no harm, no hurt to its neighbor, so love is the fulfilling of all the law. How many understand in this new covenant we got one commandment? So what about the Ten Commandments? If you keep the one, you will be keeping all the ten. If I love you, I'm not going to hurt you by lying to you. I'm not going to commit adultery with your spouse. I'm not going to steal from you. All the commandments that were given to curb sin are fulfilled. In the one law, if I won't hurt you, then I'm not going to break any of those commandments. Can you see that? But friend, the enemy is very crafty. He's such a deceiver. And people right and left, I'm talking about Christians, I'm talking about tongue talkers, are hurting each other. And I mean hurting each other bad. And one of the sad things about it is so many of them are justifying themselves in it. How many remember Judas betrayed the Lord? Was he a traitor? Was he a betrayer? Was he unfaithful? Well, do you suppose, how did he do that though? How did he go sell the Lord out to his enemies? How did he set him up and bring the people that wanted to kill him right to him and greet the Lord with a kiss? How did he do that? He had to justify himself some way in it, didn't he? I'm sure, you know, I've heard other people try to say, well, you know, he was trying to push the Lord to show his hand and to do this or that. Well, he might have even entertained some of these ideas that he became disillusioned. Jesus is not going to stand up and do what he should do, so he's going to try to force him to do it, or I don't know what he might have imagined. But the truth is, he wanted the money. And he was a traitor. That's the final bottom line. And so many times, they try to justify themselves. Well, I just couldn't take it any longer. I had to tell somebody. The truth needs to be told. People need to know. Well, if they do, does it have to come through you? Does it have to be you that sticks the knife in the back of your own friend or family member? Now, you know what I'm talking about. The people that's the closest to you are the ones that can hurt you the most. The people you barely know, the people that you hardly ever with, what can they do to you? They can say stuff and do stuff, but you never expected much out of them. But it's the people you let in close. It's the people you make yourself vulnerable to. It's the people you open up your life to, and they know not only your strong points, but your weak points. These are the people that can hurt you the most. But how many know a faithful man won't abuse that privilege? A faithful person that allows you in. I know as Phyllis and I were privileged to train and serve with the Hagins, Brother Kenneth Hagin and Miss Aretha, who are both in heaven now. The Lord told me going in, and I kept it in front of me, and it kept she and I both straight for year after year. He said, I'm sending you to help. I'm sending you to learn. I am not sending you to judge. Somebody say it out loud. To help. To learn. Not to judge. He said, they're my servants. I'll judge them. It doesn't pertain to you. I sent you to help. I sent you to learn, not to judge. And they're such wonderful people that year after year, we didn't have too many things come up. But if anything did, we just looked at each other and said, we're here to help. We're here to learn. We are not here to judge. And how many times that'll keep you from entertaining stuff that would lead you down a path that would cause you to hurt them? Just in the last year or two, I've seen some of the most awful things in ministries. other ministries I'm talking about. People that came up under individuals, that they loved them and taught them and trained them, gave them a place to develop, sometimes over a period of years, sometimes over a period of decades. And these same people turned on them and went to their enemies and gave them all the ammunition they could against them. How many understand? There just is no excuse for a thing like that. I mean, that's about as low as a man or a woman can go. Somebody says, well, they did wrong. Well, what if they did? Are you their judge? Well, you know, I just don't think that's right. And I think it ought to be told. And I think it ought to come out. Look at this passage here if you're holding it in 1 Samuel 24. 1 Samuel 24. David became connected with Saul. Do you remember that? And David only did good to Saul. God used David to win a great battle with Goliath, and the whole war was turned. And then David led Saul's troops to victory after victory after victory. You remember that? And then there were times when Saul was tormented, and David had come in and play with his harp, and with the anointing God had put on him, and soothe him, and he'd get relief. In his personal life, in the nation, David did so many things to help him. And in return, out of jealousy and envy and fear, Saul sought to kill him, meant to kill him, pursued him and chased him. There are people who will return to you evil for the good you did them. But does it justify you hurting them back? Is that the God way? Will it help you? No, it won't. That's the thing we need to learn. It won't help you. You take vengeance on them, you're not going to feel better. All your flesh may think you do for a few minutes, but when you get quiet down in your spirit, you're going to regret it. You're going to know it wasn't right. You're going to know you failed your Lord. You're going to know you soiled your witness. And even if some of those things have happened in the past, we can change. And it can be different now. You know the story, as Saul chased him and sent soldiers after him and did his best to kill him, on more than one occasion, the Lord gave Saul into David's hand. You know, Saul went into the cave one time, and David and his men were right there. And he's unprotected. They could have killed him. In fact, David's men urged him, kill him. Kill him now. They're tired of running. They want to go home. On another occasion, they were able to sneak down right by where he was sleeping and take some of his personal effects and leave. And it could have killed him. One of his guys said, just step away and I'll hit him one time. That's all it'll take. Just look the other way, David. I know you don't want to do it. I'll do it. He said, no, no, no. And listen to what he said. In 1 Samuel 24, and 12. He said, after this one instance occurred where David didn't kill Saul, he's talking to Saul now afterwards. He said, the Lord judge between me and you, and the Lord avenge me of you, but my hand shall not be on you. Somebody said that out loud. My hand will not be on you. As says the proverb of the ancients, wickedness proceeds from the wicked, but my hand shall not be upon you. Now this is an important thing to note. Wickedness comes from the wicked. Good people don't hurt people. People will try to tell you otherwise. Well, the Lord told me to do it. The Lord told me to expose them. The Lord told me to go against them. No, I don't believe it. Wickedness comes from the wicked. Evil comes from evil. Bad things come from bad people. How many understand this is not just Old Testament? Jesus said it. Good trees produce good fruit. Bad fruit comes from bad trees. And see, David's not saying what Saul is doing is right. It's not. It's grieving him. It's messing with his life. But he said, God will deal with it, but my hand won't touch you. Somebody say, my hand won't touch you. In the 26th chapter, this is when Abishai was wanting to kill him and told David, just look away for a minute. I'll take care of it. 1 Samuel 26:9, David said, this is 1 Samuel 26:9, David said to Abishai, he said, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? Now I want you to stop just a moment. Who is he calling the Lord's anointed? A demon-possessed man. The scripture says, he's a demon-obsessed, possessed man. He's trying to kill people. In the middle of a concert, he throws his spear at David, tries to pin him against the wall. And yet, what does David call him? Oh, friend, we need a revelation on this now. Is he referring to everything that Saul is doing? No, he's referring to the fact that God chose the man and God put his anointing on the man, and David's going to respect that no matter what the man ever does. And if the man needs to be dealt with because of his sins, well, God will deal with it, but he's not. He's not his judge. His hand is not going to touch him. Oh, friend, we need to get this in our spirit, don't we? Keep reading. David, verse 10, David said, furthermore, as the Lord lives, the Lord will smite him, or his day will come to die, or he'll descend in battle and perish. He said, he'll be taken care of. But the Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. He said, evil may come to him, but it won't be by me. Jesus talked about that, and he said, it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to him by whom they come. See, people like to imagine, well, the Lord sent me to expose this thing. The Lord sent me to blow this thing open. And we got people that think they are Holy Ghost police. And in some way or another gives them the right to judge everybody and to hurt people in the name of keeping the kingdom and the church clear and clean. And the thing is, dear me, most of these folk, their own life is just full of rottenness. Add to that, their idea of their superiority over everybody else that gives them the right. No, friend, if people are wrong, it's going to come out either now or either later. And if people don't repent, they'll be judged. Things will be dealt with. But how many remember what David said? It won't be by my hand. Why? Because evil comes from evil. Bad things come from bad people. Good people don't hurt folks.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, No Harm, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611F. That's R611F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.